A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph, Rosh Hashanah 31b, pagination page 62. We're dealing with a topic that the Gemara calls Teisha Takanos Shehiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, the 9 legislations that were made by Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. You'll remember from previous sessions that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was the leading sage at the time that the Jewish people were trying to regroup after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is attributed with 9 different takanos during his lifetime. And one of them is the takana of Lashon Shel Zahoris, the red thread. If you'll take a look at the third wide line, Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omer Lashon Shel Zahoris, one of these 9 takanos was how they would handle the red thread of Yom Kippur. You'll remember from Maseches Yuma that there was a red thread associated with the animal that was La'azazel, thrown off the cliff. And this red thread was partially displayed in the Beis HaMikdash. And when that animal was thrown off the cliff and a degree of atonement was achieved, the thread would miraculously turn white on a good year. And if it wasn't a good year, so to speak, they didn't have sufficient merit, then it wouldn't change and people would be disappointed and discouraged. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as we'll see, made a legislation that they should hide the thread so that it should no longer be public knowledge whether it changed color or not. The Tanya, as we learned, Barishana Yakoshin Lashon Shel Zahoris Al Pesach Ula Mibachutz. Originally, they would tie this thread on the opening of the ulam so that people can see it. Hilbin hayu smeichim. If it turned white, people were happy. Lo hilbin hayu atzevim. And if it did not change, they would become sad, depressed. Now, apparently from the Gemara, that was a problem. Now, if the people would take that as a rebuke, and they would build themselves up and do mitzvahs better as a result, I don't know if the Gemara would have a problem, and I don't know if they would ever have made a takana. But apparently this status of otsev, sadness, depression, was discouraging situation, and the people were not galvanized to fix things up. It was a discouragement, and therefore Chazal felt it would be better to hide the message. Hiskinu shiukoshim osal pesachula mibifnim. So they tied it on the inside of the hallway in a place where people couldn't see it. Vadayin hayumatzitzin viroin. They still tried to get a peek. Hilbin hayusmeichem lo hilbin hayuatzevim. If it turned white, they were happy. If not, they were sad. So they made a new takana that they sent the entire thread with the animal La'azazel to be pushed off the cliff, and half of it remained with the animal, half of it was on a rock, but all of it was out of the Beis HaMikdash and out of people's sight. There is a dissenting opinion that holds that this was not the 9th of the takanos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made, and that those opinions substitute this one with a different one. It's a dissenting opinion. Let's see the reason for the dissenting opinion. Counting up from the bottom, about 7 lines, towards the middle of a line, For Rav Papa, my time alo omek Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Why did Rav Papa object to this approach of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, which was that Lashon Shel Zahoris, this red thread change of approach, should be attributed to Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai? That's the approach of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Papa is objecting. Why is he objecting? Omaloch, Rav Papa would tell you. Isa kadaitech Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, if you think that that change of approach to the red thread was Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, b'mei Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai mihav aloshen shel Zahoris, in the time that Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai was a leader, was there really a red thread? V'hatanya, we have some dates that we have to pay attention to, and you'll see that it doesn't make sense to attribute it to Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. We learned in a braisa, Kol shenosav shel Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai meya ve'esrim shana. The entire life of Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai was 120 years. Mem shana osak beparkamatya, for 40 years he was a businessman. Doesn't mean that he didn't study Torah, but Torah was not his primary vocation. We're not describing someone like Rabbi Akiva, who was an Amma Oretz at the age of 40, really unlearned, even though he was a very nice person, but he was unlearned. In the case of Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, we don't have reason to say that, but he was busy in business. He was not a teacher. Mem Shana Lamad, he learned. He was a disciple for 40 years after that. And then Mem Shana Limeid, the final 40 years of his life, he was a teacher. He was a recognized sage. Vitanya, and now let's do the math. Mem Shana Kodim Shenech Rav Habayis, 40 years before the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Lo Hayaloshen Shel Zahoris Malbin, the red thread did not turn white. So they were already having this problem consistently, that the red thread wasn't turning white, for 40 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Utnan, and there's one more piece to this puzzle, Mishachorav Habayis Hiskin Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. We have statements that say that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai was making legislations. So if you do the math, Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai had to be alive a few years after Churban Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And if you move back from whatever date that was, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and you move back 40 years that he was a leader, that date is going to be later than the problem with this thread not turning white was already in place as a problem with consistency. Because 40 years before the Churban, the thread wasn't changing color. And 40 years before Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai died, he became a recognized leader. And he didn't die until somewhat after the Churban. So it doesn't make sense to attribute that change of approach regarding the thread to Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, because at that time he was not yet a leader. V'idach, but Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak would respond to this date problem, Osam arbaim shana de lomad, the 40 years that he was learning, Talmud Yoshev lifnei Rabo Hava, he was a student in front of a different sage, V'omar milsa, and if he said something, ve'istaver taimei, and it made sense, even though he wasn't the final authority, but if it was accepted, because he made a good suggestion, he was destined for greatness, so if something that he said was codified, ve'kavei rabbe b'shmei, then his rebbe codified it in his name. And that Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak would says is the way we approach this change of approach regarding the red thread, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai might not have been the leading sage of the generation, but he was a recognized personality, and it could very well be, and that's what we're saying, that before the final 40 years of his life, he was already saying things that were later regarded as his legislation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.